Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! Something's not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Room DJ.
They tried to see me and Emma, we were. Jesus! Oh, this Swiss Beast talking on a Just Blaze track. Rick Ross on the poetry.
Hey, Just, this religious.
God damn it, sex!
Somewhere.
Just Blaze?
Surviving our Kelly Register, better fast. Try to beat all my demons and straight shit around. Got a Cali, clean Cali, where I'm supposed to run. It's a mansion full of guns till I pass the baton.
You can't say, since they've appointed Heyman and Bischoff, SmackDown and Raw,
so much better.
Oh yeah, man.
Marked, not even a little bit better. Markedly better.
You could blatantly see the difference, man. You can see the difference. Like, they've made it better, and they've still kept with the PG guidelines.
Yeah. It's been so much better.
There you go. You know what I mean? It could be someone from NXT coming through. You know what I mean? Or my guess is it's a good guy that's about to turn evil. Because obviously when it comes to these who killed who or who did this, the who done it storylines in wrestling, it's usually a babyface that's turned evil and you don't know.
I guess Sheamus looks a bit like Eric Rowan through a car windscreen, maybe.
So it is interesting, man.
We've not seen him for a while.
Luke Harper is a good shout as well, you know. Yes, you're right, because Luke Harper, he does need something. Luke Harper was very dissatisfied, like, on the lead up to Big WrestleMania.
He left the company, didn't he?
He did what, sorry?
Luke Harper's not with the company anymore, so it's not him.
Oh, is he? Oh, shit.
Nah, he left ages ago.
Oh, shit. I thought he requested for his release, and WWE denied him and said, nah, forget it, nah.
I thought he'd left. I don't know.
Nah, last time I checked, he asked for his release and he was denied. But he could well have left, and you know, it is a strange one. ladies, I ain't counting you out, Sasha Banks. Could be you. Oh man. You know what I mean? The way I got it figured is, you know what I mean, I'll take it back to who ran over Stone Cold Steve Austin back in 99, right? And it turned out to be Rikishi. And he was already a good guy, and then he turned evil at that moment. It was a heel turn for Rikishi, and he did it for The Rock and all that sort of stuff. But then Rikishi wasn't convincing enough as a heel. So that's when they said, okay, you must have had an accomplice, someone who was behind it, and it turned out to be Triple T. And I said it was Triple T from the get-go, but I can't say that now. That's Triple T. I can't say that now, because we're in a different era completely. Triple H is a different man right now, you know what I mean? So I can't say it's Triple H anymore, which is a bit disappointing. It's not Drew McIntyre. Because Drew McIntyre is that dude who will fuck you up face to face. Because that's how he does things. Same
I
with.
I don't think who it is, to be honest. It's a nice one where it's not really obvious or we already know because of Dirt Sheet. Nice, because I ain't got a clue. Not got a clue, and it's really refreshing rather than, oh, we all know it's this person, or.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to have that uncertainty with it.
Yeah, for Drew, man. As far as I'm taking it right now, it's someone coming in from NXT, or it's someone that's on a roster that we haven't seen in a while, and they're gonna come back into it in a major way. You know what I mean? Some of the mans I mentioned, Bobby Roode has gone missing. I will say that, man. If I'm gonna take a wild early guess, I'm gonna pin it on Bobby Roode at the moment. That's all, man. For real. It's very interesting, man. But yeah. You are right, Serial Killer. Raw and SmackDown has vastly improved with Heyman and Bischoff at the helm. It's gonna be edgier. It's kept to the PG guidelines and # kept it simple.
Yeah. Nothing's been overcomplicated. Everything's just worked really nice. The epitome of simple, really, the Miz, Shawn Michaels, Dolph Ziggler promo on Raw.
Oh, man.
Nice and simple. Yeah. Three of you in the ring. Dolph's like, yeah, you're not facing me. You didn't look at the small print. And then tends to think, oh, it's Shawn Michaels. And I'm like, nope, not me. And then Goldberg comes out. Big pop, and you're next. Great. Nice and simple. You know, didn't need him to run out and spear him out of his boots or whatever, or just nice and simple stuff.
His mere presence.
It works, it was great.
His mere presence gets a shout out of Ziggler. You know what I mean?
Is it just me who thinks Ziggler's actually going to win, though, on Sunday?
You know what? Shout out to the man called Waldo, Mr. 101,000, because he believes the same thing. And I'm going to say hell to the no, no, no. I mean, it's dropping the gun. I know it's the predictions, but, you know, let me mention it. I'm going to say fuck it. Goldberg is going to win. He's going to destroy Dolph Ziggler. It's going to be a squash match. It's probably going to be less than how much it took to defeat my man, Brock Lesnar, at the Survivor Series. You know what I mean? Ziggler, he knows how to carry matches. He knows how to make people look like a million bucks. All that sort of shit. I've got no problems with it. It's to redeem Goldberg. I can't see Goldberg redeeming himself and still losing a match.
He can't be any worse than the Undertaker match, let's be honest.
Oh, no, it just can't be. It can't be.
I mean, short of going up there, trying to hit a move and shitting himself in the ring, he can't really do much worse.
Nah, surely not, man. Surely not. You know what I mean? It's also worth noting that, considering the rumor between that there was going to be a Drew McIntyre versus Undertaker match at SummerSlam, and that's not happening at all. I mean, I'm going by pure guess or pure speculation, no real evidence behind it, is that maybe, just maybe, Undertaker doesn't want to be in the same building as Goldberg because of what happened last time. You know,
absolute shouting match afterwards.
Yeah, there was a big altercation backstage, yeah.
In this case, it's probably for Goldberg's safety to keep him away from The Undertaker, because legitimately Undertaker would annihilate him.
Well, that's just it,
Undertaker's
man.
Undertaker's a bad man.
Yeah, that's just it, you know what I mean? And I think it was done this way, where you had Undertaker fight at Extreme Rules, and then the following pay-per-view you have Goldberg fight at the SummerSlam. You know what I mean? Keep them off on separate shows, you know what I mean, for the moment.
I think also it was important they both came back quickly to have matches, because
no one
wanted that as a like lasting memory, so just fucking
not at all, man, not at all. So, that's what I'm saying, man. As I'm saying, Goldberg will finish Ziggler quickly. Again, Mr. 101,000 thinks Dolph Ziggler's going to pull off the upset of the night. Possibly.
Me too, to be fair.
Whoa, man, you know what, when we get to that part, I definitely want to hear how you see things, you know what I mean, that will be interesting going forward, man. Word up, man. Alright then, as it's me and you here, I mean, I don't know how long we're going to hang out here, man. It could be an hour, it could be 90 minutes, we don't know. So, I'm just going to get it out of the way here and now, man. We've both established that Raw and SmackDown were very good shows across the board, like the past few weeks. They've been really good, they've been watchable. Missable, not as missable as past episodes have been, you know what I mean? It hasn't been essential viewing, but it's getting there. So, MVP of the week, serial killer, who have you got?
MVP of the week. I really like Samojo's involvement in the Roman Reigns storyline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To be fair. I'm really liking The Fiend using the mandible claw. I think that's really good.
And not to cut you, sorry to cut you, rather. Shout outs to Shadfather, right? Not in effect right now, but I remember we had a discussion about this on a past show. And I said, yo, if Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, is going to start using a mandible claw as his new finisher on top of the Sister Abigail, that's cool. People are going to be in trouble. Shad tried to tell me, said, nah, that move was done just to protect Mick Foley. You know what I mean? Because Mick Foley can't really take a bump now, and this, that, and the third. Which was a good, valid point, but at the same time I thought, no, the mandible claw suits the character of Bray Wyatt.
A bit of both, I think. I think Shad's probably right. They wouldn't have been able to, you know, like when Umaga did the running cannonball thing on Ferdinand Steel Steps.
Yeah.
It looked horrible. I thought he's probably killed him.
Yeah.
But also, if you think about it, as, from a visual perspective, there's someone on the receiving end of that, A, being mandible claw, but B, staring into that mask. it's a really scary visual. Not only is someone trying to shove their hand down your throat, but they're wearing a really creepy ass mask that's scary as hell.
And
so it's just a really good combination.
And the visual effects as well. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be like that in the actual match, but like, unless they do it later on in the match, I don't know, man. But yeah, man, I like it. And I said to Shad, nah, I think they're going to use that as a new finisher. That might be Mick Foley's way of saying, yo, I'm giving my finisher to you. I think you can carry it, Bray Wyatt. Right? And then the following week it was confirmed. I mean, Shad can bring his defense in again. It was Kurt Angle. He did it on this time. And I thought to myself, well, okay, Kurt Angle, well, he can't move again and this, that, the third, and he can't really wrestle again. But, I couldn't see Bray Wyatt doing it. Basically, I couldn't see him doing the Olympic slam on Kurt Angle. He used the same moves, the mandible claw. And that further convinced me that, yo, Bray Wyatt, that would be good for your finisher. It suits your character. It scares the shit out of people, like, visually and stuff. You know what I mean? And I think you should run with it.
I think it works perfectly for the character. I'm really thinking, yet again, another really good move by whoever thought that it was a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
There's just been a lot of very good ideas and tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
And it's all good and I'm liking it.
All right then. So, overall, your MVP of the week?
Oh, I'm going to give this to Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe gets this, right.
Someone about to brawl the heck out of Roman Reigns, dragging him out of a car, and then the interview afterwards that he did after the show. Yeah, just really good character
work.
Just really good character work. And just makes me want to see him on my screen a bit more. Second place, shout out to Andrade and Rey Mysterio for
Label
Master on Raw.
Another great match. It could be his perfect dance partner right there, But
those two just have amazing chemistry.
Yeah, man.
They just have really good chemistry.
Yeah, man.
I'd love to see another match of theirs.
Yeah, for true, man. It's a real shame that it's not really going anywhere as far as storyline, but like, every time they do fights in the ring, they always go in with it, man. So that's good, man.
When the matches are that good, you don't necessarily need storyline with it. I'd have to see that most weeks on Raw. It's that entertaining to watch.
Yeah. You could easily make that a best out of seven or some shit,
Yeah, like a best of seven series or a two out of three falls match or something.
Interesting thing that, man. Okay, then. Right then, so my MVP of the week, I'm going to switch it in a major way. I was thinking of giving it to Dolph Ziggler for his Goldberg entrance. I thought that was...
That was good.
That was good. I'd give him ratings for it, man. In fact, no, I'm not going to give it to Dolph Ziggler for that, All Dolph Ziggler needed was to bang his head against the wall and cut himself open. That would have gave me MVP of the week. So, unlucky Dolph, he was that close. My MVP of the week, brace yourself for this serial killer, goes to Mike Kanellis.
I knew it. Instead of weeks and weeks of being humiliated, the wife, and then runs off laughing. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
The reason for that is Maria was faking this whole pregnancy thing. And I can't lie to you, I was racking my brains. I was losing sleep and shit, tossing and turning in these hot summer nights. And I was thinking, who the hell is going to pin a so-called pregnant lady? Who's going to do it?
Drake Maverick would definitely do it.
Well, Drake Maverick, yeah, he said it on his Twitter, would do it in a heartbeat.
He definitely would have.
In which Renee Michelle replied on the Twitter that, so you're quick to pin a pregnant lady, but you can't pin me. And I was like, damn! Shout out to Renee Michelle real quick, actually. Renee Michelle, Renee Maverick, whatever you want to call yourself, girl. Apparently, she's been taking bookings, so she can actually fight outside of the WWE. Yeah, I've seen it. It is very interesting. I've seen it posted in Smack Talk Center. Right, big ups to them guys. I thought, that really interested me. I thought, okay, so I don't know what her status is in WWE in terms of contracts and that. I really don't know. Maybe she can still do that kind of thing. I don't know, man. But there you go, right? And then I thought to myself, man, if Renee Maverick is getting bookings in local promotions, PWL, come on, man. Come on! Stop playing around with all these Impact wrestlers that you'll be getting. You know what I mean? These TNA Impact guys. Stop your nonsense. You get Renee Michelle, you've got Grant Body P!
I'd have to take him on a fucking leash, Mike, to be fair. I'm bored or with me to sort of just hold you back. For a reason, and I'm holding you back.
Where my dog's at? Oh, shit. Yo, PWR peoples, talk to your boss, man. Talk to him. You know what I mean? He knows a world of people from Japan, Portugal, the Impact circuits. You know what I mean? He can, yo, use your resources, man. You know what I mean? You get Renee Michelle, you got Grant Body Pete. It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's about time that Elise and Sensational, is it Cindy? Oh, I can't remember what her blasted name is. It's about time they had someone else to fight. Someone else to wrestle. Yeah! Mike Kanellis gets my MVP of the week. Serial Killer, who's your bitch of the week?
Drake Maverick again.
Oh no!
Keep getting it.
Oh no! Drake Maverick!
He's been annihilated by his wife on Twitter. and, you know, at least R-Truth has the stones to dress up as a fake pregnant woman in a pregnancy clinic. What a guy. He's committed to the cause. Drake Maverick can't even consummate his marriage. What a chump.
Drake Maverick, oh god, man, no, that's embarrassing, man. Before I hit you off with my BX of the week, my honorary MVP of the week, and I forgot to mention it until now, again, I've seen it in Smack Talk Center, it was probably recent as well. Randy Orton and his wife on holiday, or on a beach somewhere, and his wife, literally, out of nowhere, hits the RKO on her own husband, and Randall find himself in the drink.
Amazing.
Oh, like, what? And she put it up good as well, you know? I was like, oh, shit! Well done, Randy Orton's wife, well done. Fantastic. You might make it yet. Very good. Get her in the performance center. That would be cool. Nice. My biatch of the week, serial killer, has got to go to Dolph Ziggler.
Even though he almost got MVP?
It was that segment.
You can't almost give him MVP and give him bitch of the week.
I know. It nearly happened. I, the same guy was going to get MVP of the week and biatch of the week at the same time. He was that close. Because the Goldberg entrance was gold. I thought that was brilliant. But what happened on Raw, though, when Shawn Michaels and The Miz had him up for that, said, yeah, you didn't read the fine print. Yeah, I mean, you're fighting me next week on Raw, but you're fighting Goldberg, and Dolph Ziggler shit is brief. Not only did his shit is brief, but he's going up to the top of the ramp. Shawn Michaels, sweet chin music. Blah! I was like, you bitch! Right there, when I was watching it, I was like, ah, you bitch! Literally, no alert, no light. That was my reaction. And for me react like that, I thought, yeah, you're bitch of the week, Dolph Ziggler. You're not coming back from this. It serves you right.
Shawn got him good.
good and proper. You know what I mean? That's how to drop sweet chip music. Brilliant, man. That's brilliant. Bravo, bravo, WWE across the board. You're putting on some good shows. Keep it up. Keep it up. That's what we have to say. You know what I mean? You've got the, you know what I mean? We're on the lead up to the SmackDown on Fox. You got the lead up to Vincent Kennedy's birthday. All that good shit coming up, man. So that's a great look, man, right there. All right, enough of all that shit. SummerSlam, the big time. You're ready?
I'm ready.
He's ready, me ready, hope you're ready at home. Let's do this shit!
Tell me something. When you think of success, what do you see? Fame? Fortune? The green glow of that hypothetical money tree? Shouldn't be. To measure success, you decide what's your best. A deep dig down to the depths. It's the dream, the desire that pumps through your chest. Oh, what was that? That heartbeat that drives you. And once you find it, then you grind to find the moments that define success for you. Because here, this is where dreams come true.
And I cannot wait to see what we have in store. Big Fight Field.
Two superstars with journeys around the globe, all leading to this point.
Now you're ready to stand up front, undeterred and unafraid. Ride the spotlight that you've made, knowing that all the world's a stage.
Step up to the moment. Step up to the bright light. Step up and perform.
Dedication, passion, sacrifice make all of this possible.
We are about to see a classic.
You'll cry, sweat, bleed, and you'll scream. You'll shout, "Hey world, look at me! Welcome to my dream!" So tell me once again, what is success? What defines this greatness? How bad do you want it? How far will you take it? So go ahead, take a bow. We'll give you a hand. And in return, bear witness to another epic SummerSlam. Ah! It just feels so damn good!
Ha! We are in Toronto, serial killer. Bizarro land! So, certain people are going to get booed, some people are going to get cheered for whatever reason. And you screw Brett. You know what I mean? All that good stuff. Okay, let's begin. Let's just get rid of the 205 live match straight away. You know what I mean? Real quick, 10 seconds. Drew Gulak versus Oney Lorcan, World Wrestling Federation Cruiserweight Championship. I don't know shit about either guy, so therefore, Drew Gulak, you've won. There you go.
Yep.
Nice and easy.
Simple philosophy. Drew Gulak retained. Job done. Sorted.
Right. Moving on to the next one. Right. Bayley, the champion. Ember Moon. Girl. World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Women's Championship. Oh, I can see Bayley winning. But Ember Moon's gonna go off. I think Ember Moon's gonna go off, you know. Switch up her character. What do you think?
I think she's gonna bring it, but it won't be enough. Bayley is gonna retain, but I think we'll see a really standout performance from Ember Moon.
Ah, I agree, man. I agree.
Make everyone go, "Ah, yeah, we remember why you were so good in NXT."
Yeah. I will say this sort of thing.
Remember how good she is.
I will say this, Bailey, don't get caught with the eclipse. You get caught with that, you've had it. Simple as that. I can't see Ember Moon hitting the eclipse on her and Bailey. I can see her attempting it and Bailey move out of the way. Counter technique. In fact, yeah, that's how it's gonna go. Actually, that's how it's going, serial killer. She's gonna go for the eclipse. Bailey somehow counters it into her belly to belly. Bam! 1, 2, 3. Remember, I told you.
I will remember. You told me.
All right. All right. Okay, let's move on to the next match. Oh man. Straight off, I'm gonna say this. WWE, you dropped the ball. What the hell? The whole thing here is the fans are sick of seeing Shane McMahon on the telly. Here's me thinking, well, if Shane McMahon says, I quit, then at least we won't see Shane McMahon for a few months. Just to give us some fresh air.
I thought it would be an I quit match.
I thought that as well. I thought that. And it's a normal match, which the stipulation is, if Kevin Owens loses, he must quit. And I'm very, very, very disappointed here. This should be an I quit match, man. You know what I mean? At least Elias can get involved. At least a Revival can get involved. At least Drew McIntyre can get involved and Teeth and force Kevin Owens to quit. They could still get involved, how you mean? They could still get involved even though it's a normal match. I've still got to go ahead and say Kevin Owens wins.
Well, yeah, he's only just come back really the last few months from double knee surgery, so he's not about to go away again. Yeah, Kevin Owens wins. Shane McMahon has won way too many matches against way too many superstars. He needs to go away for a little bit, to be honest. I'm fed up of him.
Imagine how many years ago when he came back just before WrestleMania 32 and everyone was ecstatic. Everyone lost their shit. Holy shit, that Shane McMahon came back.
Most surprising moment in history, surely.
Yeah. And he went from that, from the fans being... This is a perfect case of... stay around long enough to be the... No, how's the saying go, Zero Killer? You could die a hero, or...
live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yes! And I think that's what happened here.
Well, the thing is, he's gone from just doing really good promos and setting up good matches and having some good interactions to beating a lot of the upper-level talent. And it's just like, mate, you're a bloke in your 50s who's a bit podgy and doesn't wrestle, and you're beating guys who are in really good shape, 10 years younger, 20 years younger than you, and you just kind of fed up with it. Like, no way should have won at Mania or beat the Miz twice. You know, there's just so many things that should not have happened.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand that he's supposed to be Teeth. I understand that this whole best in the world thing, he's supposed to be Teeth with it. I get it. You know what I mean? I'm just really astounded because, for me, I get it. I don't mind. You know what I mean? But it's really astounding me that fans can't stand, well, seemingly can't stand Shane McMahon now. And it was...
The fact of, like, if you look at the TV time he's getting and compare it to the likes of, you know, your Sami Zayn's, your Nakamura's,
Yeah. Your
et cetera, just people who deserve it far, far more, and they're getting far, far less.
Yeah. I think that's more it, you know. I don't think the fans... Yeah, I think you're right there. I think the fans... It's not that they don't hate Shane McMahon or don't like... That's not the case. The fans love Shane McMahon. It's just that...
Yeah. Kevin has hit the nail on the head. We just don't want to see wrestling and beating people and taking away TV time.
That's all there is to it, yeah. The fans, we love Shane McMahon, but the way he's going on lately and everything is like, nah, that ain't right. That ain't right, man. We love Shane. It's just, yeah, it's exactly what it is, man. But yeah, he does deserve a beating, and for that reason, Kevin Owens will win. And for God's sake, Kevin Owens...
powerbomb off the apron.
Yes, Kevin Owens, do all your super moves, man. Do all them teeth moves that you do, that pop-up powerbomb that you do, the one off the apron, do all that shit, man. Do it. I mean, yo, the stunner, cool, man, but I don't know why you're using the stunner as opposed to the pop-up power. If I was to interview you, Kevin Owens, I'd be like, yo, Kevin Owens, how come you're using the stunner? I haven't got a problem with you using it, but you're not using your pop-up powerbomb. What's going on? It's not like you injure people with it. If you injure people with it, then I get it. But you're not, so what? Strange one, that is. Very strange. Okay, then.
Right with.
True indeed. AJ Styles, the champion. Ricochet, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation US Championship. Right, it's all about the original club. The official club. The only club that matters. Because of that, and all the teeth that's going to go with it, Ricochet, I'm sorry. Unless you get some backup in the form of the Usos or somebody like that, Ricochet, dude, homie, you're not winning this match. I'm sorry. AJ Styles for the win here.
Could not agree more, Mike. The club are on a roll. The captain of the tag team championships. They're just on a big, big roll. And it would make no sense at all to sort of halt that now with Styles losing. I think the whole point is they're walking around with the straps.
Walking around with the straps. And they're
beating people up.
Yeah. Their dominance. They've changed up their entrance slightly. I like the whole redness now. I like the change their plates, their nameplates and all of that. Beautiful, man. That's cool. Side notes, a little slight digress before we move on, man. WWE 2K20 serial killer.
Jesus, Maggie, are you okay? I'm ready. I always gotta get that one out.
So we're at the Woolworth Estate. This place is huge. Just acres and acres. I've never seen anything like it. I can only imagine what the electric bill is gonna be like in this place. This house has got some years on it, but it's pretty neat.
Our campaign starts off this year with a commercial we're calling Cocktail Party. We established that in this grand mansion behind us, we have this exclusive club.
In this extravagant ball, there's champagne, there's an ice sculpture of the Ultimate Warrior, paintings with frames worth thousands and thousands of dollars, covering some of the superstars in the past. We've got like a statue of Rowdy Piper.
There's just so much stuff in all of these scenes. They've got different things here and there that you can notice or pick up on.
I'm really just trying to learn more about the production that goes into the creation of all this.
Huge cast and crew and the extras. What a production.
You got to say something about the Hulkster. He's not a rehearsing guy. Once that red light goes on, money.
Yeah.
Right.
He sold a couple of tickets in his days.
He's working rolling.
Going through this room is just a who's who of WWE superstars and legends.
And they're all kind of mingling about, but it's all men.
Cold one.
And 3, 2, 1, crash the ceiling. And she's on the ground.
The Becky's crashing through the ceiling. Everybody stands and looks in awe.
Let the girl play.
Becky Lynch has smashed down the barriers, that she has kicked down the door to the old boys network in the sports entertainment industry. And because I approve of this concept, they may proceed with shooting this commercial.
Yeah, me too.
She breaks right through the glass ceiling, which is kind of a cool metaphor for what she's done this past year.
For the first time ever, women are in the main event for WrestleMania. Becky Lynch takes it all.
Probably bet you're ceiling.
Very few, I'm sure, get away with being able to do that with Hulk, but I'm the man now, Hulkster, and I do a better leg drop.
Oh!
fact that I'm sharing this cover with Becky, it means something huge.
Nice work, man.
There's certain goals that you always want to set out. Like, you want to be the main event of WrestleMania. You want to be in a video game. Being the first woman to be on the 2K cover, it's beyond a dream come true.
WWE 2K20! Yo! Thoughts?
So far, so good. I mean, apparently there's going to be quite a few new features, maybe an overhaul of the controls. Talking of video games, you're hearing the whispers that they're going to remaster Here Comes the Pain?
I've heard this. If
this is true, oh, happy days. Hit the music. But 2K20, I'm waiting for more of a proper sort of gameplay reveal trailer rather than like the little snippets you've had. But, you know, every year it always looks excellent. I've had a few problems with the actual gameplay the last few years. I've not really enjoyed it as much as... I think my favourite ever one is the original SmackDown vs. Raw.
Okay. I've never...
I thought that was... really enjoyed that. First ever SmackDown vs. Raw, loved it. Thought it was brilliant.
Right. It's weird, man. I've personally never had a problem with the controls. I've always thought that the controls have evolved over time. It's been the same engine all the way through from the very first SmackDown up until now. And year after year after year, they tweak it and they tweak it and they change it and they add things, introducing things, and tweaking things. And it's the way it is now. But the engine, the gameplay, the basis of it has always been pretty much the same as it always has been from the very first match. But that's what I've took from it. Like, seriously. The way everything's laid out, the way you can, create characters, create your championship belts, your outfits and all that, it's all been the same from the very first one. And it's just evolved over time, you know what I mean? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I guess the peak might have been Here Comes the Pain / SmackDown versus Raw, the first one, maybe. I don't know, I'm trying to, was it that one or the one after that, that they had the GM mode, you know, like the
2006, I think it was the GM mode.
I think it was the 2006. Now, personally, I couldn't get with GM mode. I couldn't get with it. I tried it, and I put my whole roster on the injured shelf. I messed them up.
How did you manage that, Mike?
It's kind of my fault, man. I kept setting up Hell in a Cell matches.
Oh, well, that'd be why then. Good thing, hell, Mike. This is why you're not allowed to have nice things. Is this abuse?
I thought, nah, man, this rivalry is a bit too much, man. Nah, I've put him in Hell in a Cell.
Hell in the Cell! I'm going to have to bring back, you know how New Day did the Save the Table campaign?
Oh my god!
Xavier Woods. This is Kofi Kingston, and this is Big E. Together, we are the New Day, and we're here to tell you about a horrible epidemic that is currently plaguing our world. Tables, every day, are being neglected. They are being shunned, set aside. Tables are being broken. And they are being broken by the Dudley Boys. Every time the Dudley Boys break a table, a tree must be cut down in order to make a new table. So they are not only effectively, systematically destroying tables, they are destroying trees. Trees create oxygen so that we, so that humans can breathe. They're not only destroying tables, my friends, they are destroying the human race. And that is such a shame. Because you think about all the good times, the great times you had at a table. You remember in middle school all those tests that you aced while sitting at a desk, but a desk is a table. All those meals that you had with your families, those good meals, sitting at a table just like this. The Last Supper was eaten at a table. And were it not for the table, you would have just had 13 dudes eating off the floor. You think the floor is dirty now? Just imagine how dirty the floor was back then. Every time a table falls in the woods, the new day hears it, which is why we're just trying to do our part. And it's time for you to do your part by signing the Save the Tables petition. For too long, you sat by idly and done nothing. But now is the time to do your part and sign the petition to save these precious, beautiful, lovely creatures that we call tables. Come on now. Sign the petition. Hashtag save the tables. Please, sign. It's for you.
For the babies.
For the future.
Do it for your babies.
Do it. Do it.
Let's
show them
who they love.
They love the kids.
We love them all. We love you, babies. We love you, tables.
We love you.
Yo, that Save the Tables campaign, funniest, was one of the funniest shit New Day ever did, man. Yo!
It was amazing. It was just Big E's face when he was just so serious all the time.
I know, like, that comes to tears and all sorts, you know, constantly.
Yeah, it was just so amazing. Like, fair play, they were unbelievably funny.
Oh my gosh, no, but like, the New Day, the way I got to think about the New Day is, right, It's like the Notorious B.I.G. Too Juicy, where he goes, well, whoever would have thought that hip hop, or in this case, the New Day, would take it this far? Who would have thought? I cannot wait for their DVD, yo. I cannot wait for their Blu-ray DVD special. It's gonna be a story and a half for everything they've done. You know what I mean? The New Day was not meant to go this far. I'm sorry, they were not meant to go this far.
Absolutely not. They've made it work.
And just when they feel they're about to go stale, they're switching up. Yeah, man. I'll give them maximum props. New Day was not meant to go this far. 6-time tag team champions, Kofi Kingston, World Wrestling Federation champion, Collect New Day as a whole, the longest reigning tag team champions, smash up the Demolition record. Vincent Kennedy said it himself, man. Hall of Fame bound, guaranteed. He said it out of his mouth. It's guaranteed to them. Guaranteed.
You can't argue what they've achieved. And the fact it's not gone stale in, what, 5 years, 6 years? It started as a steaming pile of dumpster fire turd. They turned it into absolute gold. And you can't do anything but respect the fact that they turned that around.
Believe that, man. Believe that. That should have fizzled out how many friggin' years ago, really and truly? It should have fizzled out. And I think, things like the merchandise, the cereal, the pancakes, and most notably for me, Up Up Down Down has saved the New Day, in my opinion. I think Up Up Down Down, out of everything, has saved the New Day. Like,
it's certainly helped them, hasn't it?
Massively. Now, I don't know if you know this, right, man, but Up Down Down, like, Xavier Woods is like,
YouTube gaming channel, isn't it?
Yeah. If the gaming channel reaches so many subscribers, you're gonna get Triple Teeth as their next guest. Same video games, and I can't wait for that. So I'm gonna hit the subscribe button, y'all. I wanna see Triple Teeth on Up Up Down Down. Stephanie's already been on it.
Yeah. What a girl.
What a girl, right? Stephanie's already been on it. Ronda Rousey's been on it. So I'm there thinking to myself, yo, New Day, Xavier, how many subscribers is it gonna take for you to get Ric Flair on the show? How many subscribers is it gonna take to get Vincent Kennedy himself on the show?
They don't play video games, that'd be awful. Whereas at least with like others, they know what they're doing.
How many subscribers?
Can you imagine the mess of Vincent Kennedy and Ric Flair trying to play video games? Jesus. Yeah, it dumps the fire. I mean, Rick would show up drunk. I mean, that'd be the first issue you'd have. Rick is just running around in nothing but his pants. Yeah, that's my Biggie running after him, trying to rug the cap into the ground and just sort of restrain him.
Look, man, all I have to do is draw out the Atari. Draw out the Atari 2600 and make them play Pong. It's not hard. Play Pong. You know what I mean? That's easy, isn't it? Play some old shit, man. Oh, I swear to God, you get Ric Flair and you get Vince Kennedy on that shit, it's all over.
I would only watch if Ric Flair was running around and Big E tackled him, like, off camera, but you could hear him going, woo! While Big E's just, like, rugby tackling him to death, trying to break a few ribs, still going, woo!
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see Ric Flair up on there. He's losing on the game, on the video game, and then
he's got elbow drop in his jacket. Would that not be the greatest thing ever seen?
Oh my gosh! That'd be hilarious, man. I should tweet and save your words and say, yo, how many subscribers is it gonna take, man? I'd love to see Ric Flair or Vince Kennedy on Up Up Down Down, like, seriously. You know what I mean? I mean, bad enough they're gonna get Triple H on there. That's gonna be huge. Anyway! Next match! But we know this chick, we know she loves her video games. This is how sexy Becky Lynch is, right, people? This is, I'll give you an example. I saw Becky Lynch on Up Down Down, and she had her feet cocked up on the table, right? And she was showing off her new Kill Bill-inspired trainers, the man trainers. The girl was just sitting there playing games. And I was there looking at her like...
She's just coolness personified.
Yeah! And I was like, God! Damn! That's how sexy Becky Lynch is. Becky Lynch versus Natalya for the Raw Women's Championship. It's a submission match. It's the Disarmer versus the Sharpshooter. The common sense says that the Sharpshooter should win this shit. But I don't know. And we are in Toronto. We are in Natalya hometown. Okay. Common sense says Natalya should win, but I don't know, Serial Killer. Can you help me out?
I'm fairly sure Becky Lynch has got this, but we are imminently awaiting the return of Ronda Rousey.
Uh-oh.
SummerSlam would be a really good place to reintroduce her back to the audience. Also, what's happened to Lacey Evans lately?
Well,
I haven't seen her since Extreme Rules. And Corbin? They've both been off TV since Extreme Rules, haven't they?
Oh, God, don't tell me they're fucking... Baron Corbin?
I'm right though, yeah? Neither of them have been seen since Extreme Rules.
Baron Corbin? Is he the motherfucker that's been trying to kill off Roman Reigns? Oh, put Baron Corbin.
I've seen him for a while.
Put Baron Corbin in the hat, man. Yo, Roman, check for Baron Corbin, yo. I think he's the one trying to kill. Maybe it was Lacey Evans.
We will find out.
We will find out, indeed. Throw Baron Corbin in the hat, people. Because don't forget now, Baron Corbin, he's been mixing it up with Seth Rollins a lot in the past few months. You know what I mean? That's a good one right there, man. And Lacey Evans, yeah, man. I hope Lacey Evans and Baron Corbin, that would upset me if they're fucking, actually. That would quite upset me, because I love Lacey Evans, man. Like, ooh! I think I love Lacey Evans as much as you love Becky Lynch, Matt.
Quite possibly.
Right.
Quite possibly.
Oh,
but for me, Becky Lynch has got this. I just don't think they've ever seen Natalya as like a number one player.
I think Natalya's gone past it, man. Kind of thing.
Becky Lynch has got this, I think.
You believe so?
Yeah,
Ronda Rousey is very likely, because that girl is still not pregnant yet, and my man has got to be shooting blanks, because there is no way you could be trying to start a family and it takes that long and you're still and the girl's still not pregnant. It don't make sense to me. She's doing interviews with Devon Dudley and Paige and walking around with goats and all sorts of shit. You know what I mean? At that time, my man could be putting it in. So, no, man. Travis Brown, you are weak. Yeah, Teddy, you are weak. I'm going to say Sexton has got this in the bag. Just about. Natalya's gonna go in, no, because she's got the home advantage, man, and it's Canada. But I can't see Becky Lynch getting booed. That's just it.
Nah, no chance.
I can't see Natalya getting booed either. That's the joke about it, man. That's the joke. Right. That's an interesting one. Next match. This should be one of the easiest matches to call. So let's get into it, man. Finn Balor versus The Fiend. Bray Wyatt. Finn Balor, demon or no demon, you've lost.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going on a 2-month break. They're pushing the crap out of Bray Wyatt, who hasn't had a match yet since he's come back. Like, you could put your house, pension, life, dog, chocolate biscuits on this one. Bray Wyatt is winning. Hands down, easiest match of the year to predict.
Yeah, easier than Goldberg and Dolph Ziggler, but we'll get to that, yeah? It is. True indeed, man. There is no...
No doubt about it, man.
You know what I mean? Finn Balor, you're going to lose to that the Mandible Claw. You're going to lose. Demon or no demon, you're going to lose, man. And even if you come out as a normal man trying to fight the Fiend, and then you come back as demon on the next pay-per-view, you're still going to lose. And then people are like, oh, shit! And that's how it should be with Bray Wyatt right now, man. Don't make Bray Wyatt lose at all.
They just need to not repeat the mistakes they made first time round.
Serious?
I mean, they're almost doing that with Samoa Joe, aren't they? Like, you know, dominant, lose a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Dominant, lose a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's due to politics as well, man. That's due to politics and shit, man.
Really?
Well, definitely in the case when he was on Raw anyway. But when he was on SmackDown and he had the title shot against AJ Styles and that, he may have lost the matches, but he still came out like, oh shit, because he was calling out the match.
What were the politics on Raw? That's something I completely missed.
How can you? Because don't forget now, Raw now, if Brock Lesnar wasn't the champion, it was Double R. You know what I mean? And then Double R gave up his title because he had to fight the leukemia, and then suddenly they gave it back to Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell?
Alright, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, so we both agreed on Bray Wyatt. Next match.
We've agreed on everything so far, just want to say.
Oh, have we? Oh, okay. So
we're 6 matches in and we've agreed on everything.
Oh, shit. So, will we agree on this one? Charlotte Flair versus Trish Stratus, the queen of all eras, versus one of the greatest female superstars to ever do it. Oh, man. You know what? I originally had Charlotte winning this because it's Charlotte Flair. Like,
yeah.
This is Charlotte's way of saying, okay, I've had the title like 9 times. You know what I mean? I'm bigger than the title now. So I'm in that exclusive club where I can have dream matches. And Trish Stratus could be on some, I'm passing the torch on to Charlotte because I was 7-time champion. She's 9-time champion. She's going to continue to do great things. It's all about Charlotte. But we're in Trish's hometown. Oh, and you know what? I can see, it, you know what? If they're doing another women's pay-per-view later on this year, I can't lie to you, I can see this as a feud continuing on. Because of that, I'm going to say Trish Stratus wins. I'm going to throw it out there. Just like how you said you think Dolph Ziggler's going to win, it's the same way I think Trish Stratus. I think that's Charlotte winning.
I think Charlotte wins this. And relatively convincingly, but I can definitely see your logic. And you know, if they're going to do another Evolution pay per view, then yeah, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. And the fact that Charlotte's got this dream match against Trish, is it another possible slap in the face to? I shag this, and then Shad said something. Say this. I think I have to say for church music or whatever. But is this another slap in the face to Sasha Banks, who reportedly wanted this dream match to begin with, and then Alexa Bliss was going to get it, but Alexa Bliss got hurt?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Sasha Banks anymore. It's like, there's no idea what's going on anymore with that, to be brutally honest.
There's one thing worth noting. Triple H recently had, like, it might have been a press conference interview as far as NXT TakeOver. And he did mention that the Four Horsewomen feud, he was asked about this question, he doesn't feel it's far off, but everything will align at the right time. He says everybody involved will be in that match. So,
well, in that case, then he gets Sasha back on TV then. He'll hurry the hell up with that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Triple H is kind of reassuring us that they're still working things out with Sasha. Interesting.
Very interesting. Could she return at SummerSlam and have a role to play?
See, this is
you know, there's a lot of questions right now.
Yeah, because the way I've got it figured is, you know what I mean, as far as Becky and Natalya, you got to think, after Natalya, because we feel that Becky's going to win the match, right, will the feud continue between her and Natalya, or is Becky going to have a new opponent going forward? Because Nia Jax is out of the equation, Naomi could step in, but that would be forbidden, and I don't want Becky and Naomi to clash. It will break my heart. It really would. And then you got to think, and Ruby Wyatt, she's still injured as far as I know.
It kind of limits the options, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does, man. Alexa Bliss and what's her name? Nikki Cross have now become tag team champions. I know certain fans didn't really like that shit, man. You know what I mean? They really thought that Asuka and Kairi Sane should have got that shit. They should have been champions.
Asuka's been so wasted in the last 12 months.
I know,
yeah,
man.
You've got the greatest one of the greatest female talents you've ever had, and you're doing nothing with them.
That's on some politics shit, that is, man. That must be on some. But the thing is, is the thing about Alexa Bliss now, right? Alexa Bliss is similar to Becky Lynch. By that, I mean, guys want to fuck Alexa Bliss on a general standpoint. They want to fuck Alexa Bliss, so she's got that sex value. She's got the marketing value. You know what I mean? Little Miss Bliss and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, WWE have put so much faith into Alexa Bliss, even though she's so injury-prone as of late, that you notice that don't make her fight too much.
Well, I guess they're protecting because she's had so long out. it must have been a really nasty concussion because she was out for what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
Without really doing anything.
So it's like, you know, like when you get the air freshener and you want to spray some fresh air in the house. That's how they're treating Alexa Bliss right now. Little bursts here and there.
I like that analogy. I like that very much.
Yeah, man, yeah. I mean, even I was like, oh, no. They're giving the belts to Alexa Bliss and the Kid Cross. Damn. And then I thought about it. I thought, well, they have got, they've got a good chemistry, to be fair. They've got their moments of bliss. You've got the whole coffee business. You can make storyline out of that. You can. Whereas, if you give the belts to Asuka and Kairi Sane, can you really make storyline out of it?
I'd say if you had them as a heel tag team, yeah.
Maybe that's what's needed. Because, shout out to Io Shirai. Because, like, she's on NXT, she's turned evil. Right? She turned evil. She got a match against Candice LeRae, I believe her name is. And I'm going to say this, man. This ain't really a prediction shot for NXT, but I'm going to say this. Candice LeRae, you're going to lose. Let me rephrase that. Candice LeRae, you're going to win by disqualification. I think that my guys are going to go postal on your ass. She's going to go postal. And conversely, Mia Yim versus Shayna Baszler?
Yeah.
Wow. The way they've built that story from what I've been seeing on the NXT, I really want Mia Yim to win this. I really do. But I think she's going to go in and Shayna Baszler still wins. Because I've still got this inkling that they're going to look to give the belt, that Shayna's got to drop the belt to Candice LeRae further down the line. I've just got this feeling, man.
I've not been following NXT too close. The last few months, things have been a bit hectic, to be honest, but I'm aware they're still pushing some great content.
Oh.
Great stories, great matches. NXT's still killing it.
Oh, I mean, all day, man. All day. I catch it when I feel like catching it. You know what I mean? It sounds bad, man. I'm sorry, Wardle. I catch it when I feel like catching it. Oh, there's nothing on the telly. I'll put on the network. Oh, NXT, the takeovers. Oh, the NXT's on. Oh, fling that on. You know, that's what I've been treating it like. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing, man. You know, a lot of shock system going on as well with the Undisputed Era. I digress, man. So I say Trish, you say Charlotte.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna disagree with you at all, man. You know what I mean? Because I can still see Charlotte winning because she is the queen of all eras. It will further cement her title as the queen of all eras. So I could definitely see her winning, but the only way Trisha wins this shit is if they're looking to continue the feud on.
Yeah, definitely. But again, what you're saying about that makes sense. So,
Yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah. I really did, man. It's one of them matches where I did see Charlotte winning all the way, and then it made me kind of think a little bit, man, because like you got Trish Stratus. Is from my hometown, as is Natalya, and I can't see WWE letting both of them lose or both of them win. Like, one of them's gonna win.
It's probably more likely Trisha's gonna win, to be honest. I don't see Becky losing.
There you go, which is another right reason why I went for Trish. Okay, next match. Now, I thought this was the easiest match to call until you and Wardle said otherwise. Dolph Ziggler versus Goldberg. I already said that Goldberg has got this. He will take out Dolph Ziggler in a matter of seconds. Next match, the squash match of the night. Next match, redeemed himself. Next match. But I want to hear from you, Serial Killer. How do you feel Dolph Ziggler may pull this off?
Straight off the gate, I've had to think about this. I think Goldberg's obviously going to go for the spear. I think Ziggler's going to leapfrog him and then just go for the zigzag or something. And I try and get like a flash pin, that ain't going to work. I think the match is probably going to go sort of five or so minutes. But I think maybe just like some sort of roll up or something, and then after the match probably just get destroyed by Goldberg. But I think Ziggler will win. It'll really have the sort of character bragging, being a dickhead.
Oh, wow.
That sort of thing of him just being a really arrogant prick, and it just really goes with his character, if you know what I mean. It just,
wow,
it just suits so well.
Imagine that, man. Imagine that. Imagine if Dolph Ziggler was to defeat Goldberg for true. Holy crap, you won't hear the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Damn! It should have been me! It should have been me! Oh, man! That's a good theory there. It's a good theory. For Goldberg, for Dolph Ziggler to win, Goldberg would have to make a mistake. And because Goldberg only knows, what, two moves, less than Cena, that makes easy for, that's easy pickings for Dolph. All Dolph has got to do is avoid the moves. You avoid the moves, he's
that's
okay.
What I mean. I think if you see the start of the match for me, if I was in charge of it, go for the spear, leapfrog, zigzag, and then like get a really close two count.
Okay,
and then,
yeah.
Take it from there. Just see how that goes.
Shock factor as well. Shock factor.
Yeah.
You want the camera to look at people in the audience. Try and find that.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yo, Asuka, girl, you gotta turn
gone.
Evil. If you and Kairi Sane are going to turn evil about this, I'll be with you 100%. Because...
You need to get it done quick, because this is a travesty.
Yeah, it's bad, man. You know what I mean? They'll do you bad like Nakamura. I mean, Nakamura's on the road to recovery. I just hope it's not too little too late with Nakamura. But, nah, them do you bad, man. You know what I mean? You and Nakamura are supposed to be the baddest wrestlers in the game. Present. And them do you bad. So, why? Because you come from New Japan Pro Wrestling and you're not a WWE creation to begin with. I hate that petty shit, man. I hate that petty shit. You know, it seems to be AJ Styles that's getting away with that shit. He seems to be immune to that shit.
I was just about to say that. It's like AJ Styles just gets away with it, but he is, like he says he is,
phenomenal.
He is just ridiculous. He's absolutely ridiculous, AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, yo, he's guaranteed Hall of Famer. He's, for the little time he's been there, he's guaranteed Hall of Famer. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
To put him on the cover of the game, for goodness sake, for last year, and kept the title for how long? You know what I mean?
He literally is phenomenal. Like, he is so incredible. He's so far above 99% of that roster. You know what I mean? Like, he really is one of the best I've ever seen.
The man's brilliant, man. And now you've got the original club, the official club. The only club that matters. The OC. You know what I mean? Maybe, just maybe, Wardle's dream may come true in the Undisputed Era. But for that to even work, maybe, again, just maybe, Finn Balor may have to join the OC. Just maybe. 4 versus 4, let's go. Survivor Series, let's go.
I'm all for that.
Undisputed Era. You know what I mean? Yo, Wardle. I'm actually supporting you here now, you know. Yo, that would be a madness. That would be a shutdown. That would be a shutdown right there, man. You know what I mean? Shock the system. Let's go. So, we both agreed on Kofi Kingston. Final match. Oh, man. Brock Lesnar, the champion. Seth Rollins, the challenger. World Wrestling Federation Universal Championship. Oh, my Lord. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's been so one-sided that you think that Seth Rollins will win at SummerSlam and justice will be restored.
It's that thing where, like, the logic dictates standard WWE booking. The person's been licked down in the feud will win.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing it. I think Brock's just going to stomp a mud hole in him. I think you've got to look at the aspect of either Brock loses to like a shell of a man, or Brock beats a shell of a man. There's no way Brock comes out looking good, really, because Seth's coming into this half dead anyway.
Yeah.
So if Brock loses, you kind of kill his character a little bit. But if Brock wins, it's like, well, what do you expect? Who's facing a guy who was already
half dead.
So I think Brock's got to win this one, just because there's nothing from the last 6 years makes any sense. You can't have Brock lose to, like, half a man if he's, you know, beat Goldberg, beat Undertaker at WrestleMania, broke the streak, kicked out of, like, three attitude adjustments in a row?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, common sense dictates Brock wins this and he wins it in a couple of minutes. So just destruction, destruction, destruction. But then, like, well, where do we go from there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's my thing. I feel like that Seth Rollins, we know that Seth Rollins can beat him, and we also know that Double R can beat him, right? I want someone else to step up and defeat the evil, dastardly Brock Lesnar, Raheem, and I know a lot of people are calling for Bobby Lashley. Kofi Kingston has broke out that ceiling that a black man can become champion. But even with that now, I think fans just want to see Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar anyway, title or no title. I think they just want to see that match. I think the fans will be invested to seeing that match, man. Word up, man. But Bobby Lashley, as far as I understand, when he came back for title, and he came to fight Brock Lesnar. When
I would
WWE...
love to see him. I've been saying on this show for months, he needs to get into a feud with Lesnar, have a proper technical beatdown of each other. Like, just literally tear the arena apart. Like, some mad match where they can just beat the crap out of each other. It has to happen. You can't tell me Vince has got two big, muscly, sweaty men that he loves, and they both have that legit MMA background. But what's not to like about this? What, you know, easy to write,
well,
easy for people to get invested in. It's a no-brainer.
Well, LeGrant
says... Absolute no-brainer.
LeGrant says this, yo, LeGrant says this. If Brock Lesnar defeats Seth Rollins here, right, and a part of me actually wants that right now. I mean, nothing against Seth Rollins. I'm actually backing Brock Lesnar because on a real serial killer, I just, yo, there's certain people in SmackDown Center that don't like Brock Lesnar to the core, and it's just to wind them up. You know what I mean? Oh, you told me that you don't like Brock Lesnar, you can't stand him, and he's not deserving, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. Well, I'm going to use that against you, motherfucker. Come on, Brock! Come on, Brock! Kill Seth Rollins! Kill him! But if he does go on to defeat Seth Rollins, the next pay-per-view is a Clash of Champions, Night of Champions, where every belt should be dead on the line. You know what I mean? If Brock comes back for the next pay-per-view after the SummerSlam to fight at Night of Champions, Clash of Champions, I am good. If he's not there to defend it, well, I don't care anyway. I'll just laugh. I'll be like, but yo, even if he comes on Clash of Champions to fight Bobby Lashley, I'll be all for it. I'm looking at Samoa Joe as well. Like, Samoa Joe, has this guy turned face?
I would love to see a Brock Joe feud.
Again,
Joe could legit take it to Lesnar as well.
Yeah, we saw it before, and at the Great Balls of Fire joint, and Brock won.
But it was a good match. I enjoyed it.
So you're all up for a Samoa versus Brock part two. It looks that way. Initially, I said, nah, Samoa Joe ain't turned good, man. He ain't turned good. All it is, he's a heel. He saw something heinous happen, and he's like, even he as a heel's like, nah, that's not right.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that's how I seen it to begin with. But after that, but after that interview you had on WWEExclusive.com, then I was like, oh. Now he's after whoever tried to take out Roman Reigns. I'm like, oh shit.
It's that thing of like, on the surface we've agreed nearly every single match. You go, that's quite a predictable pay per view. That's quite boring, but. There's so many little storyline bits and pieces that need to be resolved, expanded upon.
Mm.
Like, there's a lot of interest going into it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
There's so many things. Like, I want to see what The Fiend does after SummerSlam. Like, I'd love him to just go on a mad rampage. Like, just like, you know, halfway through a random match, you just cut to the back just to see him just, like, destroying someone with a mandible claw. Or just being freaky as hell.
Yeah.
Just not showing up in random matches, like even women matches. Not to attack them, but just to freak everyone the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that would be cool, man. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see Bray Wyatt.
Go down on some freaky ass stuff and just see, you know, just have him just go through the entire locker room.
But you know what? Even if he hit them, like some of the female wrestlers with the mandible claw, it could don't hurt them. You know what I mean? They don't take a bump or nothing.
You're not wrong.
Right, and even before that, right, even before that with the last pay-per-view, where Baron Corbin hit the end of days on Becky Lynch, and I was like, oh, shit!
I'm surprised they did that, to be honest, but I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. For true, because I was like, team! I was like, team! Oh, no! No, Baron Corbin, no. And it's Becky Lynch as well, you know what I mean? It's Becky Lynch of all people. You just don't do that, man. You know, Seth Rollins lost his shit. And that was great storytelling. fantastic storytelling right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. It was great storytelling and great for the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gave the reasons to why Becky couldn't stand up to Brock.
Yeah.
That would be a really class face-off as well.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
If Becky just go nose-to-nose with Brock, that would be just hilarious.
Well, you know
I
what?
Mean, she'd get killed to death, but God, it'd be some good TV.
You know what? Seth Rollins did say, you know, that he's going to win guaranteed. He said he's gonna defeat Brock Lesnar guaranteed. He never said anything He never said anything about winning the title. He said he's gonna win guaranteed. How do we know that Sexy Lynch ain't gonna come out and then Brock Lesnar says for the F5 on top? That would be fucked up. But
that would be messed up. There's a difference between Baron Corbin hitting you with something and Brock hitting you with something. Could I be hit by a freight train?
That would be ultimate teeth. At least then you'd have Seth Rollins win. At least then Seth Rollins said, yeah, you guarantee the win. You won. You won because he Brock Lesnar fought for Becky.
Nah, I'd be vexed if Brock beats up Becky. I'd have things to say. None of them would be nice. I'm fine over there myself.
Oh no! That would be ultimate tease. That would be ultimate tease.
That would be disgusting.
Nah, man. Seth guarantees it, though. He guarantees it. So it really interests me away, and I've got to go with this, man. It really does, man. I'm very intrigued. You know what I mean? It's going to be interesting, man. All I know is I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view, man. I really am, man. I'm going to go to the joint, to the Rileys, and watch it with all the people them out there. You know what I mean? I'm gonna watch it and get some joke and take the piss out of anybody who I see fit, because that's how I do things. The 24/7 title's going to be on some mad shit. So I'm looking forward to all that. The Who tried to kill off Roman Reigns. All that good shit. There's only, 10 matches on the card, right? They cut it down from 13. They had 13 matches on the card last year. This year they got 10. That means...
good. More time for better matches.
More time for better matches. And this whole Roman Reigns situation as well, man. That is good booking right there. That's good booking. With all that said, I am looking forward to it. I hope you're looking forward to it too. People, let us know, man. Who are you backing? Who are you just going to win these matches, man, at the big SummerSlams? You know what I mean? You can follow us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Enjoy it. Cherish it. But the fuck out. But whatever you do, don't complain on the internet Monday morning. Don't do that. You look like an idiot doing that, man. You make yourself look like a fool, okay? My name's been Grant Body, P of Worldwide DJ Coalition. He's been the serial killer. And that's it. We out. Until next week, jabronis.
Kevin on niggas, that shit'll get you smoked. But if you rap a little different, that shit'll get you more. Just like bagging them nickels up and down different coasts. I be stacking them tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes. I be stacking my tickets, I'm trying to sit with hoes. I was washing the dishes, but now I get the joke. I'm just talking to bitches while they sipping with mo. We can gossip about the digits, discuss a few numbers. Jimmy lost inside the trenches, don't let this become a big time. Chillin' a few summers. Damn. I catch me out in Haiti, still running up numbers. Damn. If I look into
swear to God, I'm big time.
I know you're big time. Big time. It's your time to shine.